Your music, your voice, on Colourful Breakfast.
On Colourful, Winston McKenzie making headlines both yesterday and today in the newspapers and on the airwaves.
That's right, lots of comments coming in and on some of the newspaper sites as well, just looking at the metros. Joanne Green says, the only bad experience a child adopted into a gay family is likely to have is from bigoted opinions, such as ones from Winston McKenzie. All families are different. Let's just accept they're different until this becomes the norm, and then we don't even have to question whether gay couples should be able to adopt. Some of the nicer comments, you know, I can read out. There's a few that I can't.
Yeah, I mean, the number of fellow candidates have condemned Winston McKenzie for saying it was not healthy for a child to be adopted by a gay couple. His party, UKIP, and he is their spokesman for culture, media and sport, have not backed him on this. So what does he think 24 hours later? Winston, good morning to you.
Good morning, Henry.
Well, you don't sound abashed. You don't sound bowed at all. You sound...
No!
Yeah, go on, okay.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Explain. Explain why you're loving it.
Well, the fact is, you know, it's about time somebody stood up to this sort of nonsense. You know, we talk so much about protecting the child's rights. We talk about making a better life for the young people of tomorrow who are going to become our technicians, our doctors, our builders. And yet, we take it upon ourselves to introduce them to this type of lifestyle. Now,
but a lot of those... Winston, a lot of those technicians, doctors, lawyers will themselves be of the gay persuasion.
Yes, but what we're talking about here, Henry, let's be practical about this thing, is adults making a decision on behalf of a child who hasn't had or hasn't got any input into what's happening to him or her. The situation, particularly with suicide amongst young gay men today, is going through the roof, Henry.
And do you know why it's going through the roof?
It's going through the roof
because people feel isolated, oppressed, discriminated against, and marginalised.
No, Henry.
Isn't it?
Henry, we know this thing is wrong. It says so in the Bible. I have my own profound Christian beliefs.
Yep.
And one of them is the simple fact that I have nothing against gay people personally.
Really?
Some people are just that way and we must not get this thing out of context.
Yep.
Where we're going about gay bashing or ridiculing people for what they are. But I have a personal opinion, and even today they're talking about press regulations. I hope they don't stop people from expressing their opinions, because this is democracy.
It
freedom
certainly is,
of speech.
Yes.
I'm all for conviction politicians. I wish there was more politicians that say what they mean and mean what they say. However, I'm more interested, not particularly on the actual comments you made, but more the fact that you felt you were able to make them. I'm confused. Do you we've had you on this show various times over the last few years, and you seem to move from party to party. How much of you really sees themselves as a member of UKIP and believe in what they stand for, because they basically are, removing themselves from your comments very clearly today?
Oh, well, that's the least of my worries. I'm a rebel. I don't follow. I won't toe the party line.
Well,
I've stood by for years and I've watched other...
Why don't you be an independent candidate then?
I've been an independent candidate, let's make one thing clear. I've never, ever joined the Labour Party.
Yeah.
Although I have spoken with them and been courted by them and what have you, you know, I've never joined the Labour Party. I joined the Conservative Party. When I brought up the real issues within our society that affected particularly the black and ethnic people, they were thrown out of the window. I was dismissed from the Conservative Party by text. During the course of the mayoral elections.
But now, in terms of what you said yesterday, though, in terms of what you said yesterday, you now seem to believe in things that your party doesn't believe in. So why stay a member of UKIP?
No,
why don't you be an independent candidate?
Why should I toe the party line? If they have a certain way of living, a certain lifestyle, I'm not going to throw my toys out the pram because there are certain people are a certain way. The UKIP chairman has openly admitted that he's gay and he's bisexual. That's his way of living.
That's a London chairman.
I'm not going to sell my soul for votes. But this thing, is my opportunity to speak.
It is. And you've got a platform and you're using it and you're standing, yeah. You're running for election tomorrow. And many of the people in Croydon North who are going to be voting tomorrow will be a lesbian or gay, and they will look at what you've said and then decide on merit or otherwise whether or not they feel they can vote for you. What about the other key question? I mean, this is addressed by a blog in The Telegraph today.
Yeah.
The question of whether children raised by gay parents are themselves likely to be gay. Do they do better or worse than children who are being raised by, you know, a heterosexual couple? And there's been lots of literature in this, into this,
yeah.
And apparently there's very little difference whatsoever.
Well,
whether it comes to, yeah, go on.
The support I'm getting from people in the street,
yeah.
The support I'm getting through emails is amazing. You know, so many people just telling me, look, thanks for speaking up, thanks for speaking your mind. We, you know, this is proof that we do have a democracy in this country. And when you look at the question you just posed to me, you know, I'm not saying that it doesn't work for everyone, but my own personal opinion, Henry,
yes, yes.
is what I'm trying to put over. I'm not imposing my will on anybody. I'm just expressing what I feel, and whether people want to take me up on it or not is their business. Yeah, I'm a devout Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ, and that's my opinion.
When you say you're a devout Christian, you believe in Jesus Christ, and I've had
yes.
debates on this with people before. They say, did Jesus himself say anything whatsoever about sexuality, as in gay or straight?
Well, whatever. I don't feel comfortable with this assumption that we should make a decision for a baby or a young child born of man and woman,
yeah.
and be, that it should be persuaded to go and live in a gay environment. I don't think that's right. That's my personal opinion.
So what would you say then about a couple, a straight couple, who have a child and the child grows up and is gay? Do you blame those parents for raising a child who ended up gay?
That's one of those things, Henry.
Okay.
But we should never, ever take it up, in my opinion, I'll stress that again, take it upon ourselves to indoctrinate these values into a child who has no say. I think it's a violation of their rights, their human rights.
Whether you toe the party line or not, you are a member of UKIP. You're their candidate for the Croydon North by-election. The big UKIP story that preceded this, of course, was a story of these children who were removed from a house, the siblings, because the parents, the foster parents who were looking after them, were deemed to be unfit
Their vendetta against the party and the media, certain sections of the media have been intent on spiking UKIP with all sorts of accusations.
Well, the media pretty much on the whole backed UKIP on this. That's where the bias ended. They were more on the side of UKIP in this situation.
Well, I think ordinary people from society backed, the whole of society came in on this one. This was a shoo-in for the whole of society to make their voices heard, you know. And the majority of people are very much for the party, and it has helped, you know, brought across some of our values, our better values.
Do you not see the irony in all of this, though, Winston? Because you're speaking up on behalf of the child, you say, a child which has no say and it could get placed in what you think is a toxic...
Wait a minute, Henry.
You're speaking up for God. You're speaking up for God, right? And protecting children who you don't want to see placed in what you think is a toxic gay environment. But at the same time, those counsellors, or should I say, the leader of the Department of Social Services in Rotherham, was speaking up and acting for children who she thought would be placed in a toxic UKIP environment.
No,
you see the irony?
The leader, the head of the council, they're in the process of apologising. They don't know how it happened.
Mm.
You know, the investigation is going on now, and it's a very potent investigation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't wait to see the actual outcome of it. I mean, heads will roll, Henry.
Heads may roll, happened. Indeed. Heads may roll. I've been looking at some of the comments and the responses to your own comments yesterday, and some people, I think writing in the Metro, have said, well, doesn't Winston McKenzie realise that, you know, people's thoughts on a whole variety of issues evolve and change over time? Not so long ago, he wouldn't be in the position he is and wouldn't be able to speak out with the freedom he does, i.e. the implication is black people didn't have a platform, heavily oppressed in this society, some say still are. There are some people who say black people and white people shouldn't have relationships, shouldn't have children together. The children, they'll get confused, they used to say, in this country 30 or 4 years ago. We thought that was hogwash. And
I'll
now,
I will reiterate what I said, Henry.
Yeah.
This is my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Whether they want to write it into law or write it into stone, my personal feelings are that it is a violation of a child's human rights for adults who feel they want a lovely little family life and, you know, those decisions for a child who has no say in the matter.
That's my opinion. When you consider the damage that was done to untold African, Caribbean children, Asian children who were placed in bad environments in the 60s and 70s, often, but not exclusively, in white families, okay, who didn't know anything about their culture, didn't care too much, but just said, okay, yeah, I love that child, very casually sort of thing. And those children, many of them were damaged. Would you say now then that it would be wrong to place black children into a family where both parents were white because most white parents don't understand black children, black culture? Do you feel that as well?
Well, it began to die out, Henry. We have evolved. We have evolved. And the way we have evolved throughout the centuries doesn't indicate that young children should be placed with gay couples. If we had evolved and such a thing was widespread and worldly recognised throughout some 4,000 years, this type of thing would be happening all over the place. But it's not, Henry, because when you do the polls, you see that so many people disagree. I have a poll ratio. I mean, the Daily Mail have recently taken a poll on this. This was yesterday. They've taken a poll of some 1,200 people, and over 1,000 people agreed with my estimation. So what does that tell you?
Let's take a look at some of the other comments that have come in. Arian says, as a gay man, I am deeply offended by Winston McKenzie's claims that gay people adopting children is akin to child abuse, especially coming from a Christian.
On live television yesterday, I did mention, sorry to cut you, I did say that perhaps the word abuse was a little bit over the top.
Okay, so you've retracted
and
that.
I have retracted that. And I will say again, I've spoken with my leader, Nigel Farage, and we've both agreed that the word abuse was perhaps a bit strong. So, I reiterate, I take that back.
But he goes on to say, because you've mentioned your faith many, many times, he goes on to say he sees this as being slightly ironic, especially coming from a Christian whose faith has presided over some of the worst child abuse scandals in modern history. What do you say to that?
Well, that's not me personally. That's not me. What I know is that I feel pretty comfortable in expressing my personal opinion. I'm not asking society to agree with me or come down on my side. What I'm saying is, if I'm the last man standing, I'll stand up for what I believe in.
Do you think it's naive?
No amount of money or votes would dissuade me.
That's all well and good, but do you not think that maybe it's extremely naive of you to think you can say this and still get elected in this country in 2012?
But why should it be naive of me?
It is naive of you, really, if you still believe
not
that you're...
Really, no!
If you believe that you're possibly going to get elected anywhere when you express those views today in this country, maybe you can get away with it in Uganda or somewhere else, I don't know, but you can't say what you're saying today in 2012 in Britain and get elected.
We must get one thing straight. I'm not selling my soul for votes. What I know is I feel very strongly about a particular situation, and I'm airing my personal opinion.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Winston. It's been a pleasure talking to you this morning, okay?
God bless you all, and all your listeners who are listening.
Colourful Breakfast.